Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
All right, welcome back. Final hour of the program. Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris, Rob Long is off. So we're going to switch gears, and I really like I like these guys. They're out in my neck of the wood anyway, but Jody Haislip's joining the show. He's one of the founding members, co-founder of this Christos FC team, and let me bring him in right now. Jody, first off, man, thanks, and how are you?
I'm good. I appreciate you guys having me on this morning.
All right. So real quick, just tell me about, or anybody, give me the Cliff Note version of Christos FC, how you guys got started, because you kind of burst onto the scene with us with that tournament you guys were in, correct?
Correct. Yeah. So Christos was started in 1997, and through my brother and myself, we founded the team, and it wasn't until 2017 with the U.S. Lamar Hunt Cup, Open Cup, which is when we faced DC United and had that glorious run where we faced them, and that's kind of why we are where we are right now, is that day or that tournament and that event just catapulted something that we knew we needed to bring something into Baltimore, get a huge fan base out here, get people involved with soccer, and just get more people out to games, because it's been something Baltimore has been missing for quite some time now.
And you have the youth and adult teams, is that correct?
That's correct. We have a USL2 soccer team currently, which is where we're currently playing this summer for the USL2 soccer league. And then we have a USL academy team, and we also are doing a junior academy team. So anywhere from 2020, I believe, is the youngest age group, all the way to we have the first team that we started in 1997. They're still anywhere between 6 and 9 of us that are still playing in an over 50 league. So
yeah. I was just getting ready to bring that up. Chaz told me your old ass is still playing, Jody. So
that is correct.
He plays in the over 50.
Yeah, I figured. I just wonder if they're going to connect with AC Milan.
Yeah.
Right? They're coming here.
One thing, we won a national championship in the over 50. So what we did in 97 is still kicking. And it's just about, again, Baltimore soccer. Not everyone knows about it, but it's just the thoroughbred of soccer in the United States. It's the Greek town, Holland town.
Yep.
A lot of soccer. University of Baltimore, national championship, Pete Carinji. Baltimore is hugely involved with soccer and just something we love. And you saw it all the way up to it was, 50 guys. Yeah, we just love playing.
Funny you mention that, because people may not realize that. I know it from Italian heritage. Every one of my friends had played soccer as kids. And it's really, like I said, like Highland Town guys, Greek Town guys, it's really popular.
I remember
over
you told
there.
Me they used to come down and say, "Hey, you want to kick a ball?"
See what I put up with there?
Jody, I did want to ask you, though, like, as far as how people can come see you and support you guys, because I think it's a really cool thing you're doing with local soccer and trying to grow this?
Yeah, with, again, social media, christosfc.com website, social media, every single page we have out there. The partnerships that we have this year with the USL 2 League, Under Armour, the Under Armour Stadium, which is fabulous. We had our first game there last night. Jimmy's Famous Seafood, Bowler Ponds, Life Med. What we want to do is also collaborate and partner with local people in this area that are helping develop just jobs and things with the soccer environment and climate. So the UA Stadium, UMC Stadium, having Jimmy's Famous Seafoods food truck out there brings in people to the community. The campus tour last night at Under Armour Stadium, I don't know if you guys have been there or not, you've got to visit the Under Armour Stadium. And it's the flagship sports house, global headquarters. There's retail. We have free giveaways, tailgating, a huge fan experience at both Under Armour Stadium and the UMSC games that we have this summer. So it's definitely a treat to come out there. I think most games will have buy one, get one for all the tickets. So
I'm going to make you a promise, Jody. I go to Ireland. I come back in about 2 weeks. I leave on Monday, but I'm going to make it out to one of these games. I'll be there. So you can keep pepper me in the messages or whatever, sending me messages saying you said you were coming if you don't see me, but I'll be there.
I'll do that. Like I said, I'll hook you up with a nice little Berber or something. But one thing I want to mention too was with these games next week, our second game at the Under Armour Stadium is Wednesday night. And then on May 31st, we have the game against Annapolis Blues at the Annapolis Stadium, which is what it's almost in a sense, we don't want to look up to them in any aspect because we've done a lot of things in our 25, 27 year history, but those guys have been getting 6,000, 8,000 people at their game. So it's something that also catapulted us in getting the Under Armour Stadium as a venue. We want to get more fans out there. So the fan experience for our game on Wednesday at Under Armour Stadium will be unbelievable. But if anyone wants to go out to another game on May 31st, the Annapolis Blues game is going to be incredible.
Jody Hayslip, of course, Christos FC. Man, appreciate you spending a little bit of time with us. And I'll be seeing you out at the stadium at some point, man.
I'd definitely like to see you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely, thank man. You. Good guy. Like, Jody, it's funny because, so look, there's obviously certain things that come along. Like, I'm not a soccer fan, I'd say at all, really. Mm-hmm. Like, World Cup comes around, I'm interested, I want to watch. I do have appreciation for the sport, but it's just not for me, I guess. Like, I appreciate, you know, it's funny, watching games, I appreciate more of the passing. And, like, to me, that's more of the setup for the court vision, the point guard on the field, if you will. But I love that stuff. But that's just simple geometry, right, Ed?
Simple geometry.
That's what we were talking
about. That's sacred geometry.
No, that's what we were talking about with hockey when you talked about the 4-on-5 and spreading the floor. It's just, it's simple math. You know, you draw the lines. I did want to point out something.
Remember?
Oh, yeah.
The triangles?
Yes. It's all about triangles.
All the triangles.
So you brought up, you know, talking about AC Milan, who's going to be coming in. We did an event in Little Italy over the weekend, and they're trying to build here as well. And it's kind of cool seeing all these things grow. But I did want to mention, you know, they still have the other Little Italy festival coming up in a couple of weeks. So don't think just the one we had this weekend was it.
St. Anthony.
St. Timothy. Yeah. St. John. St. Anthony. It's one of the saints. All right.
And Anthony, help me find my keys.
All right. We're going to talk some more so Orioles as they go to face the Red Sox tonight. I'm going to give you guys some bad news. I don't think they're playing tonight, but that just means the Orioles can't lose, right? All right. We're Daily Lines coming up next. I'll give you the plays for today. Went 3-2 on my top plays. I like a lot of the WNBA games tonight, and I'll explain why. That's coming up next here on The Fan. All right, guys.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
A lot to look at today. It's not a huge day in Major League Baseball. We have two WNBA games, an NHL playoff game, and an NBA playoff game. Let me start off with the NHL. I was telling Ed this. This is going to be a top play for me. 2 days ago, I told you I liked Florida and Carolina to go over. Why? It was 5.5 because everybody was betting the under. The under makes so much sense when you look at the way that these two teams play. And then, of course, it shot over the total. So we fast forward to game two. Whatever happened in game one has to happen in game two. So what's everybody betting today? The over.
Of course.
And where am I going? The under, which the under... If you're looking at it from a game standpoint, the under was the right play in game one. It's just when I look at the money, and this is why I feel like I'm different than some of the other guys that do this, like the money is going to affect me. And you might say, well, that's stupid. It doesn't. Find out how many times the public wins. I'm going to lose some, don't get me wrong, by fading the public on these situations. But when you have a standalone.
If the public won, Las Vegas wouldn't be in business.
Yeah. Well, I say this all the time. If the public won all the time, they'd stop building roller coasters on top of skyscrapers in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
So, as it stands, I'm going to take the under at 5.5. How do you feel about Florida Carolina tonight?
As far as the over or the game?
Just the game. Because I don't like the side.
I think Carolina comes back.
Carolina's minus 130,
they are,
roughly.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah, I think they come back. I can't believe that. I don't think they're going to, you know, they get a sweep or gentleman sweep or get swept like that. I mean, I should say. I do think Florida is going to take it. I think it's Florida-Dallas.
Yeah. I mean, look, this is something, too, where I look at the matchup here, and because it's virtually a pick 'em, I don't feel strong about either side. I feel really strong about the under and taking it at 5.5. So it will
I think
be
you're right.
Play.
I mean, you know, there's good goaltending. I mean, nobody gets this level without good goaltending. But when it comes down to it, Florida's just a more physical team. Not that the Hurricanes aren't. They're really, they play a smothering brand of defense. But as I said, I did see them not utilizing the power play fully when they had the opportunity. You know, you've got 5-on-4, this passing, not making lanes, not making, and taking no shots on goal. They just look like they were hesitant. I don't know why. And I think the fact that the officials have been swallowing the whistle during the playoffs, it favors Florida.
See, and this is kind of where I'm at with it. Like, I do think that happens as far as the under going tonight, but like you talked about, I'll talk about public overreaction to game ones. Because whatever happened in game one has to happen in game two. So if I fast forward to tomorrow night with the Pacers and the Knicks, Knicks are given 5, 5.5. Who's everybody betting on? The Pacers, but not realizing that they had one of the most insane comebacks in the history of the league.
Yeah.
You know, it's never happened before in that setting under 2 minutes and 50 seconds.
Thank you.
970 times before this. 970 times. Oh, sorry. Let me get to the rest of the plays because that's what people care about, not me pontificating on.
No, it's a stunning stat. It just is.
It's amazing. All right. On to the NBA. I like Minnesota and OKC to go under the 214.5. I think you see a better game out of the Wolves tonight. I don't know how much it matters. The Thunder are favored by 7.5. I'd probably lean Wolves plus the points, but I don't feel strongly about it. I do feel strongly about the under. I'm not sure if I'm going to make it a top player night, but tonight it's 214.5. So then fast forward, I'm going to the WNBA, where both of these are going to be top plays for me. A few days ago, I told you to take Indiana-Atlanta over, right? The game went over the total. What's everybody doing today? They're taking Atlanta and Indiana over the total. What am I doing? I'm taking under. You watch the game. It was a crazy game where Atlanta scored out of their mind in the second half. Mm-hmm. I still think it was going over regardless. It was on pace to go over pretty much the entire time. But it went over at like 180-something. If Atlanta doesn't score as much, if the Fever, who lost the game outright, come out and play better defense, this game's going under, in my opinion. Yeah. And I luck a lot. So it's going to be a top play. And on the flip side, the Chicago Sky have looked like trash. They're facing the Liberty, who won it all last year. Sky is at home, plus 11.5. Take the Sky. Telling you to take the Chicago Sky plus 11.5 against the best team in the WNBA, who just destroyed the second best team in the WNBA, or the team that they played in the finals. But it is a road game for the Liberty. It's a home game for the Sky. They're big. Sky. I think they slow and muck up this game.
The stupidest names.
But
so stupid.
Like Valkyrie. I mean, who does that?
That's a better name than any of the names in WNBA.
Sky, Fever.
Fever.
I'm trying to think. The Phoenix.
You have an illness. That's great. Yeah. How about the Portland Polio? Are they in there too?
Oh, man. All right. Well, I don't know if we're going to move on past that. I'm trying to think of all the bad sickness names that we could have.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Hey, come out and see the Connecticut COVIDs. Yeah, that's
Houston herpes on the court.
I might have to get a herpes jersey. That's what I want for Christmas, a Houston herpes jersey.
All right.
69. All right, let me move on. All right, so the Sky, the fever under.
The phlegm.
The Panthers under. I wanted to tell you this. So I was writing out the play on 2 nights ago for Florida and Carolina. Then I wrote Panthers, and I'm like, you idiot, Carolina's not the Panthers. Carolina's the Hurricanes. And then I wrote Hurricanes hit the dash, and I went, damn it, Florida's the Panthers. So I deleted it. I rewrote the whole thing. Like, what a moron. All right, let's get to baseball. There's not a lot of weather help today. Yankees under, Nats under being the best of the bunch. You do have to watch the weather. As I said, I think the Orioles game is getting rained out.
I think you may be right. There's a nor'easter. It's hitting New York now. It's going to probably, I guess, work its way up to Boston. Or maybe it's coming from Boston. It's, the weather up there is terrible.
Well, the one weather guy that I always go to that I trust that does a lot of daily fantasy and gambling stuff, he wrote today, nope, not happening, nope. Unless the models change throughout the day, which I don't expect them to, nope.
Nope.
So you're probably getting a rain out tonight, and we'll see what it looks like over the weekend. The good news is the fact that you play the Red Sox so many times, you don't have to have a doubleheader, and you don't have to push these games, but they may. We'll see.
I'm just checking New York weather. 100% chance of rain in the 50s.
What time does it start? Because the Yankees play at noon, or like 12:35.
Oh, really? Hang on a second. There we go.
And it's a good pitching matchup today. Evaldi versus
Rodon. It's going to rain from 10 o'clock in the morning through the day.
So they might get rained out. But it looks like from the models that they can get it in.
Mm-hmm.
Just have to wait and see. Mm. So here's what I like for baseball. Again, the weather supports Yankees under, Nats under, nothing great. I love the A's and Angels to go over 10. The wind's blowing out. It's weird. You're never going to hear me bring up the Athletics game unless they're on the road because we don't have any data at the stadium. What I use in the weather algorithm, it's data from that stadium. And because they're playing in Sacramento, there are no previous games there. So maybe throughout the middle of the year, I might go, hey, we have 3 or 4 games data. But even then, that's not great to go off of because it's too small of a sample size. But I do love the A's and Angels to go over 10. I mean, look at the games the past 2 nights. Why would today be any different especially like when you're looking at the pitching. Yeah, Severino's going for the A's. He does give up home runs, and the Angels, Zach Neto's been out of his mind. Where the hell did this guy come from? He's just been hitting everything. Last night, another bomb, having an amazing season for the Angels, who aren't having a good season at all. But I do like this game to go over. I think Brent Rooker is the best home run spot today. You could look at Coors Field. All the Phillies players are at the top of the algorithm because they're playing in Coors, and they've done what? Just beat the hell out of them all week long, as every one of those games have gone over the total. Now, going back to some of the other games I like today, I like the Nats in Atlanta to go under 8.5. This is the same game I was on yesterday with the same pitching matchup. We just get it a day later because they got washed out. I like Texas and New York to go under 7.5. Again, you run the risk of weather delays and this happening and starting pitchers getting pulled and all that. But both of these teams have decent bullpens. Mm-hmm. I'm not worried about it. I like the under at 7.5. I think the conditions aren't going to be great baseball conditions to play in. The concern would be in bad weather games that you see goofy things happen.
Yeah.
A walk, somebody misplays a ball that goes for a Little League home run. Mm-hmm. All those things can happen. If a pitcher just has issues with control, the games can get out of hand and it can just be station to station.
Yeah.
And nickel and dime you.
And it looks like, the more I look at the weather, it's like, it doesn't look great in the Northeast.
Yeah.
A lot of teams up there. Between Boston, Philly, two New York teams, and just a lot of baseball in that region, so...
Well, I like the Blue Jays today, plus 105. And lastly, as we look at these games, I like Houston and Seattle over 8.5. It is the first start for George Kirby of the season for the Mariners, one of their best pitcher. I would say I think he is their best pitcher, but he's been hurt. But again, it's his first start of the year, so how long is he going to go in the game? And for Houston, you're looking at the other side. I like, you know, the matchup here. Seattle strikes out a lot, but they should be able to get after Lance McCullers. He's not the same pitcher he once was. He's got to reinvent himself. He may get a couple of Ks today because Seattle strikes out a ton, but I think this goes over the total. Again, to recap my favorite plays, the Fever under. I've got a prescription. Anyway, Sky plus 11.5. I like Florida and Carolina to go under the 5.5. I like the A's and the Angels to go over 10, and I'm going to take Texas and New York under that 7.5 as my top five. There you go.
There you go.
That's it.
All right.
Here we have it. Where are we going? All right. Coming up next, we were talking about it. Orioles face the Red Sox. You guys want to call in? We want to take your phone calls, 410-583-1057. Any of the stuff we've been talking about, whether you got comments on Jim Irsay, whatever. We're going to preview this Red Sox game, but again, as I told you, I think tonight gets rained out. I'll give you the full weather update when we come back right here on The Fan.
Yeah, that's just more the group. I mean, they fought for Hyde all year, too. So it's just more the group. It's who they are. There's, you know, we don't expect them to do anything special for me. I mean, they kind of have been that way all year. So something that we're accustomed to seeing with these guys. And, you know, it was nice to kind of stop the bleeding today.
Yeah, that's a new skipper, interim skipper, Tony Manzolino. You might even hear some of the, what do the guys call him, Manzo? And they are shipping off, well, they're there
shipping
in Boston.
Up to Boston.
As we talked about, we looked at the weather. It looks like rain throughout. A lot of East Coast is getting the weather. But you said up there, this was in the wintertime, it'd be a ton of snow.
Yeah, well, nor'easters come. Usually it's an unusual one because it's May. They have an unusual nor'easter. I know New York City's getting it. I'm assuming Boston will get that, you know, as well.
Yeah. And again,
Dropkick Murphys, also a rendition of Rocky Road to Dublin.
Do they?
Yep.
I still haven't downloaded it yet. My wife's going to get annoyed because I think I might just put it on. I'll get like completely in my spaceship.
I couldn't help myself. You're going to be in Dublin. You're going to listen to it. You're going to keep listening to it.
So, all right, since this game's going to get rained out, when we go there on Monday night, we stay. First off, we're staying in Belfast two days. Yeah. Because
you're
the
going to Belfast first?
Because the concert is near Dublin. So we wanted to go see Northern Ireland so it didn't mess up the trip for everybody else. Mm-hmm. So we go to Northern Ireland first, and then we're coming to Dublin.
They're very different places.
Are they?
Yeah. So you'll notice right away. I snuck into Northern Ireland. We didn't venture there. I mean, it's a different country.
Why'd you have to sneak in?
Oh. The troubles? You ever heard of that?
Oh, you're telling me there's troubles over here. The Protestants and the Catholics don't get along.
So we end up sneaking, because there was a thing. It's part of England. It's, you know, that's the UK. It's not Ireland. Ireland's an independent country now. Well, it took them, you know, 100 years to bomb the crap out of the British to get there. But so when you go, as soon as you cross the line, we've just rode over some dirt road, get into Northern Ireland. It's so modern and not rural, and like the police station. When you go to Ireland, Republic of Ireland,
you think I'm going to be at the police station?
Oh, if you are, the Garda are very nice. It's okay. A very different feel. It's like more feels like in America. When you get to the British side or the Northern Irish side, felt kind of militaristic, I guess, because of the IRA, mm-hmm. like high walls and very fortified police stations. And it just looked, you felt
enjoyed,
different.
You enjoyed, I hate saying Southern Ireland.
Republic of Ireland. Yeah.
So you enjoyed Ireland more than Northern Ireland?
Yes.
So we're only there two days, but still, we wanted to see as much
as we
can.
It's good to see it. I did the same thing. I wanted to see it.
Yeah. And I'm going to let everybody know, just like Stephen and Braveheart, it's my island.
Right.
You know, I'll tell them.
Yes. There you go.
Yell, Scotland is free, and look for the Longshanks if there's any left. The problem with Scotland is it's full of Scots.
You're going to land about 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you're going to be exhausted. Well, I was falling asleep in the hotel lobby. I was so tired because you take the red eye. You get there with the time change very early, even though you get 5 hours now, whatever you're leaving. We got there early in the morning. And I'm in the hotel, and I'm like nodding out, standing up. And the guy, I was with my son, and he was young. He was like 16. Manager goes, we'll try to get you a room right now. And they did. They were real good. Got us into a room right away.
Does the pickup line work? Like, hey, are you from Ireland? My penis is doubling in size? No, that doesn't.
No, what I usually say is, do you have any Irish in you?
Yeah, would you like some?
Yeah, that's what I, that always works better.
Well, we have two single guys going on the trip, so I try to live vicariously through them, and they're rummaging around Ireland and trying to, what's the right word? Find some strange, Ed? Is that how you would put it?
Yes, Charlie Harper.
Find some strange. But no, like, again, I'm looking forward to this trip. It does feel weird being away for as long as I'm going to be away. And, you know, because I'm one of those guys, like, you know, and if I take vacation, it's usually a week or something if we do that. But for so long in this business, I never went on vacation unless it was short. The first time I ever took off in radio, I went to Atlantic City for a poker tournament. So I was gone for a couple of days.
Yeah.
First day I left, Rafael Palmeiro got busted for steroids and Jamal Lewis tore his ACL. I'm like, the hell, man? I've been waiting for something to talk about for a while. So I'm assuming you guys are going to have a lot to talk about while I'm gone. Because it usually happens.
Hope so.
But no, like with this too, we're seeing the Lumineers over there. I come back and I get to see Wu-Tang Clan. So like I've got a lot of things set up. That I'm looking forward to.
When are you going
to
be there?
We leave Monday night, Memorial Day, so the 26th through the 4th. And I'm the idiot because my wife books everything. She's the adult in the relationship. And whatever she says, that wherever we're going, the week, that I just go because we have to work around her schedule at work. So when she sent me the dates, I didn't ask what time we were flying out. And so now I'm the guy with no buffer day ever. Like, if I land at 3 in the morning, I'll be here at 5:30. It's just how it goes.
Let me tell you, you're leaving the 20-something. Mm-hmm. You're going to be in Dublin the 31st?
I think so. Why?
Rugby championship.
Is there?
Yeah.
I might want to go to that. I'll have to talk to the guy, see if they're interested.
Yep. Aviva Stadium in Dublin.
All right.
Saturday the 31st, 1,500 hours.
Thanks, guys.
It's 3 o'clock for you, civilians.
Yeah, tree. And I'm just, like I've said this to you, Ed, I love going to other countries because I like to see how other people live.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't have to go to other countries to see how other people live. You could drive to Cincinnati and see how Kentucky lives. It's not fun.
Oh, dude. Tickets are so affordable.
Are they?
Oh.
All right, I got to text the guys in the group.
Seriously. 28 euros, essentially.
I don't have any euros, Ed. I just got dollars.
You'll have plenty
of euros. I'll get some of those. All right. Well, anyway, just looking at the stuff that's coming up as Joe played Shipping Off to Boston. I thought it was
Shipping Up.
That's what I said. Shipping Off to Boston. I thought that was more of me going to Ireland, and then I realized we're talking about the Orioles and the Red Sox. So thanks, Joe. But no, looking at this Red Sox team, I went over the projected pitching matchups that you could see in the series. Now, tonight was supposed to be Povich and Giolito. As I said, I don't think we're getting to see that. And for all you excited Oriole fans out there, looks like Charlie Morton's back in the rotation as he's supposed to pitch against Brian Bello tomorrow. Eflin and Dobbins on Saturday and Kramer and Bueller on Sunday. These are projected pitching matchups. They obviously could change it for any reason. If it gets rained out tonight and they don't do a doubleheader, we'll probably see something totally different, but we'll just have to wait and see.
Wait and see.
As far as, the Orioles getting off that snide, how do you think that clubhouse was yesterday? After avoiding, getting swept three series in a row.
I would bet it was like they won the AL East because it had to be such an emotional release and catharsis where after all this pressure of losing eight in a row, sucking all season, 16 games under 500, You come back, you win a game in extra innings, your catcher belts a
three-run
homer.
I couldn't even be mad at him if they did it, because like
I wouldn't be mad at them at all.
It's just eating you alive.
This is an emotional, this is a mental thing, in my opinion.
And it's a ton of young players.
It's a ton of young players. It's a mental issue. I really think they need to focus on that, because they didn't all forget how to play baseball.
No.
So something's up. And emotions matter, and I think it's good if they did celebrate. I'm happy. I'm happy for Adley in particular, because that three-run homer, you know, in the 11th, that was it. That was it. Sealed the game. Done. And he needed that, I think.
Yeah.
I really do.
Well, you know, again, like, seeing if this is a jumping-off point for anyone, this isn't me. Like, I don't want people to think I'm giving you visions of grandeur. Like, hey, they're going to make that run. So much crazy stuff would have to happen.
I've had visions of grandeur.
All the time. You don't like, you like when I use certain terms and you don't expect me to use them, right? Yeah, look at that. He's smiling. All right, 410-583-1057. Got the last segment of the show coming up today. We got the encore, what we learned. We're going to get into all that. Got some jokes for you today. Some funny ones, some dirty ones, some not so funny ones that I'm probably going to explain to Joe.
Yeah,
that's all coming up next here on the...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game... you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Man. Well, there's another tweet where he said it's time for... let me turn this to you. It's time to let the monster get out of its cage to feed. What do you think he was talking about? Yeah. So, but
he looked like such a drunk in that picture.
Well, he was. I mean, he had his issues. And look, he followed in the footsteps of his dad, which isn't that strange to see. But what was the tweet that I read to you? Oh, here it is. I know it's a sin, but I have a crush on Sarah Palin's feet.
Yes.
Gross. Here you go. Here's some more Jim Irsay tweets. And on First Take, the woman that preceded Stephen A., how dare you pretend to know me? I don't know your name. I don't care to. If my black mother, Dorothy, was still alive, you'd be in some big hot water. You are mean and ugly. You're a nothing burger. Thanks, Jim. he said that, I mean, quite a few times he was going off on different things but in these tweets. I mean, here you go. Here's another one. Standing in front, shaking your ass. Take you backstage. Take a drink of my glass. I guess he's just doing lines for music.
I mean, I know everybody hates him here because of his family. They took the Colts and all. But the guy drinks. He likes feet. How bad could he be?
I'll leave you with this last tweet. I hired the gimp from Pulp Fiction to clean my reading glasses. He lives in a trap door in my owner's suite, but also does my grocery shopping. What?
Cleans my glasses.
There's another one. These don't end. Hey, what's the matter, man? We're going to come around at 12 with some Puerto Rican girls that are just dying to meet you.
Yeah.
And that's your encore.
Brought to you by the Lion's Den. You should go to Lion's Den before you go to Ireland.
I don't know if I can take some of that stuff over there.
Go buy a
carry-on.
Go buy a shillelagh to take batteries.
Hey, was that a line in a song that he did there, that other one?
What?
The Puerto Rican girl
thing? Rolling Stones song.
Which one?
Damn.
You know what I was going to... It came up on my radio today, and I know it was one of the first, I think, nuggets of info you gave me. Brown Sugar.
Well, that's one of the most misunderstood songs ever.
And what was it? It was...
That is about a man raping and whipping slaves. People think it's about interracial relationships. It's not.
Sure love to dance to that.
People just don't listen. I'll Miss You was a song by Stones.
Okay.
Miss You, they're dying. Some Puerto Rican girls, come, they're dying to meet you. But if you listen to Brown Sugar, and I don't have lyrics up, so forgive me, it was like, scarred old slaver is doing all right. Way he whips the women just around midnight. It's about beating women slaves.
Well.
That's, and people think it's a wonderful, when you hear these songs, like,
can I still dance to it though?
Like Pearl Jam's Daughter, I think, is about child abuse.
Is it?
Yeah.
It is weird when you find out what some of these songs are about. Yeah. You're like, damn, that's just awful.
Yeah. Anyway. Especially Brown Sugar. That one just gets me with people. Yeah. We're going to come around 12. This important girl's just dying to meet you. We're going to bring a case of wine. Let's go mess and fool around.
Did you see the thing I sent where somebody had taken basically a lifetime to put together Eminem's Lose Yourself with movie lines?
I didn't get to watch it.
Well, you got to watch it and let it get to the, when it gets to the chorus, because it's insane.
Really?
I'm
dying to watch it. And then I think Rob ruined it for me.
Oh, by saying why'd they do it?
Yeah. and I got derailed.
No, but it's good though. It's interesting. All right. We got to
check it out.
To what we learned today. All right, Ed.
I learned something from Jeremy Aloysius Kahn that I did not know before today. I'm sure, you know, Norm from Cheers died. George Wendt, everybody's familiar with, you know, he walks in the door and it's like, everybody yells.
Norm!
Yeah. I've got like, I just saw Miss Celeste sent me a clip, it was like 20 of them.
Afternoon, everybody.
Norman?
Hey, what's happening, Norm?
Well, it's a dog-eat-dog world, Sammy, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear.
He had a lot. I have 12 minutes of those in my phone now. He had a different response every time he walked in. I didn't
Somebody put it together with all the Norm entrances.
That's it.
Yeah, like, is that what you're talking about with his line? Okay.
That's the one. And what I didn't realize is he is Jason Sudeikis' uncle. Mm-hmm. I had no idea until you told me. And then I, went down that rabbit hole, and I saw a million pictures of them together recently, right before he died, actually, like a year ago.
I told you somebody had played the clip of when Cliff was on Jeopardy. And Cliff had 22,000 that he had, you know, accumulated throughout playing the game. The next closest person had 3,000 to him. They asked the final question, and he's trying to veer over and look at her answer. And then Alex Trebek's like, Cliff, you're not trying to look at her answer, are you? And he starts talking about, no, she's got a great figure for a woman with five kids. And then they flash to Norm in the audience, and Woody's there, and he leans over and he goes, Do you think he knows the answer? He goes, no, I'm the only person in the building that knows that he bet it all and he doesn't know the answer. Look at the trickle of blood coming down his nose and his chin. And sure enough, he bet it all and lost. Nobody got the question right. And he bet it all when he didn't have to bet anything. He was moving on to the next round. So, all right, let's get to some of these jokes. What do you call a mermaid in a wheelchair? Well, that's a sushi roll.
Oh.
No?
Yeah.
Incredibly, someone just accused me of plagiarism. Their words, not mine. Check my phone. I had like 50 texts from my wife. Call me ASAP. I texted back. I'd rather keep calling you babe, but sure.
Sure, ASAP.
Yeah. Joe, that's... He said the call... Anyway. All right. Every morning when my son goes out to jog, I tell him, wait for me at the corner. Then I don't go. That's my running joke. Then you do that to kids all the time when you're playing catch. Go longer. Go longer. And then you just go back in the house.
I used to do it with Chad Dukes.
Did you?
We used to tell people, we're going to meet the Green Turtle. We're going to meet here. We're going to meet there. We're going to meet the... Wait outside. Don't go until we get there. And then never go.
Yeah.
Just like let them hang out there.
That's messed up, man. Do you know what they said about the guy who lost his brakes? There's nothing stopping him now.
Yes.
I asked my wife, what would you do if I won the lottery? She said, take half of it and leave your sorry ass. I said, good. I've won 12 bucks. Here's six. Get out. How do you catch a flying bra? You set a booby trap.
Oh.
I bought my wife a fridge for her birthday. Can't wait to see her face light up when she opens it. I asked my girlfriend what book she was reading. She said The Invisible Man. I said, I can't see myself reading that. I have one nephew who prefers escalators. My niece prefers elevators. They were raised differently. That's bad. Here you go. What's heavier, a lighter? Oh, jeez. What's heavier, a liter of water or a liter of butane? The water. No matter how much water you have, butane will always be lighter fluid.
Right.
Yeah. All right. We got time for another one. I gazed up into her beautiful eyes and confessed that my heart was broken. Along with my ribs, she was genuinely rubbish at CPR. It'll be a British one. Joe, thank you.
He was trying.
I don't get it, I feel...
He was hitting the button. Didn't work.
I didn't realize how offended blind people get when you ask if Braille is hard to learn. I guess it's a touchy subject. I think I got to the ones I did yesterday. Joe's like, you're done. No more. All right. Haney's coming up next. Are they on location? They're on location, location, location at Jones Junction. Stay tuned right here on The Fan.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game... You can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.